Hello there, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We're going through the Gospel of Mark, and that has been such a great and amazing adventure so far, and I'm so grateful just to hang out with Jesus in these Gospels. So we are in chapter 8, verses 27 through 30 in the Voice Translation. It says this: As he traveled with his disciples into the villages of Caesarea Philippi, he posed an important question to them. Jesus said, "Who do the people say that I am?" They told him about the great speculation concerning his identity. The disciples said, "Some of them say you are John the Baptist. Others say Elijah, while others say one of the prophets of old." Jesus, pressing the question, asked, "And who do you say that I am?" Peter answered, "You are God's anointed, the liberating king." Jesus said, "Don't tell anyone, it is not yet time." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, thank you for this interaction. And it's really nice to see that nobody really knew who you were. And that you lived a life of kind of obscurity up until 30, and then you had this magnanimous ministry where people followed you everywhere. You couldn't get any rest. You were healing everyone. And yet, even with your closest companions, they were having a hard time coming up with who you really were. They were expecting a Messiah that looked a lot different, a conquering king, a one who is going to overthrow Rome, and you were actually overthrowing the kingdom of the darkness, and they did not realize it. Lord, we thank you for the examples of John the Baptist. We thank you for Elijah from the Old Testament. We thank you for the prophets of old, but all of them pointed to you. John the Baptist said he was unfit to untie your sandal. Elijah pointed to you. All of the prophets of old pointed to this suffering servant that would come. And so you are the pinnacle of history, Jesus. It begins and ends with you. And this part of your life is the fulcrum on which history balances. There was the world before you, the world during you, and the world after you. And then next will be the world where you come again. So Lord, help us to place ourselves in the midst of that history. Living in the age of grace is so amazing. And Lord, I thank you that you ask all of us, all humanity, this question: who do you say that I am? Who do you say that I am? And Jesus, I confidently say, you are the Messiah. You are the Christ. You are the one who saved us from our sin by taking on sin on your sacred shoulders and rising victorious over death and Hades and the devil and all of the evil that wants to happen in this world. You are victorious over that. And because of what you have conquered and how you have been the perfect sacrifice for our sins, no longer needing lamb after ram after goat after turtle dove, we don't need to offer those sacrifices. You have sacrificed once and for all humanity. And I thank you for that, Lord. I don't think I have the words to be able to describe my gratitude. And as a wordsmith, that's kind of funny because I kind of pride myself on words, but I can't even talk about it without, it seems too small. I don't have enough adjectives and adverbs to adequately describe my gratitude for what you have done for me. Wiping out that certificate of death, canceling out the debt that I had of sin toward a holy God, and giving me liberty. Peter answered and said that you are God's anointed, the liberating king, and you are the liberator, not of a political system, but of our hearts. You liberated our hearts, and so we thank you for that. I pray today that we would live in light of freedom. In Galatians, it talks about it was for freedom that Christ set us free. Stand strong, therefore, and don't subject yourself to another yoke of slavery. Lord, we want to be free. We want to be free, free, free indeed. And we know that through your Holy Spirit within us and the forgiveness that we have received and this great power that is at work, we can be liberated by you, our King. We are just your loyal subjects. We are your servants, and you are the conquering King, the liberating King, and you are also the coming King. Help us to live in such a way that we are ready for your second coming, that we wouldn't be surprised when you came, and that we would not be ashamed of what we were doing when you come again. So thank you for all of that, Jesus. And I pray this in your beautiful name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Hey, if you're listening around the world, would you just let me know? You can do that on Twitter at Mary DeMuth or Instagram at Mary DeMuth. You can email me at mary@marydemuth.com and just let me know how you found the podcast. That would be great. I've been seeing that's in Iran lately, which makes me exceedingly happy. So the rest of you have a great day, and you are loved.